There was much excitement as film director Roman Polanski finally attended the Zurich Film Festival on September the 27th to accept the Lifetime Achievement Award he was supposed to receive there 2 years ago. In 2009, the Oscar-winning Franco-Polish filmmaker was arrested at Zurich Airport en route to the ceremony in connection with a 1977 child rape case in the United States. The move caused an international media frenzy and outraged the cinema world and turned the spotlight on the film festival. Polanski was later placed under house arrest in his chalet in the Swiss resort of Gstaad. He was freed the following July after the Swiss authorities decided not to extradite him to the US. Isabel Leibold-Johnson has been following the story.
2 years ago, many of you came here to the Corso One, to this cinema, with the same intention as today, to pay tribute to an outstanding personality, to an outstanding artist in film. We all know what happened that night. We all know what happened the weeks, the months after. This time, he is here, ladies and gentlemen. I promise. We are more than excited that he came back to Zurich. Please welcome Mr. Roman Polanski.
There was a warm welcome for Roman Polanski when he arrived at the evening awards ceremony in Zurich. The 78-year-old later came onto the stage.
Well, what can I say? Better late than never. It's a strange anniversary for me. 2 years, day for day, 27th. Certain parts of it I would rather forget. But I'm happy to be here because I know that it was not only a blow to me, to my family, but also to the festival itself. And if that could be in small part repaired, that makes me happy.
The festival directors had earlier expressed their delight at the arrival of the director of Chinatown, Rosemary's Baby and the Oscar-winning The Pianist. According to film critic Christian Jungen, the initiative came from Polanski himself.
First of all, it shows that he isn't angry with the Zurich Film Festival because it was Polanski himself who wrote them an email and said them, couldn't you see me in Paris? I would like to collect this prize finally, and that puts somehow an end to rumors which said that he is angry with Switzerland, angry with the Zurich Film Festival.
After the prize giving came the screening of what had been billed a surprise film, a world premiere of a full-length documentary called Roman Polanski, a Film Memoir. It recounted Polanski's experiences as a Jew in Poland in the Second World War, interspersing his story with clips from his films, especially The Pianist. The largely uncritical documentary by Laurent Bouzereau is based on a long interview of Polanski by his friend and producer Andrew Brownsberg during Polanski's house arrest in Gstaad 2 years ago. Brownsberg told reporters at a press conference at a busy Zurich location that the film was aimed at showing the Roman that I know.
I wanted to give a picture of how he is. You know, not to make him better or worse, but just the way he is. Because Roman is a very polarizing figure. He just is, for many, many different reasons. And the story, if you don't know him, and you haven't seen, or you don't see this film, you tend to get a very one-sided view.
Polanski pleaded guilty in Los Angeles to having unlawful sexual intercourse with a 13-year-old girl in 1977. But he fled the US on the eve of sentencing because he believed a judge might put him in jail for 50 years. He has lived as a fugitive in Europe ever since. The men briefly addressed the rape case in the documentary, but there were no new revelations, although Polanski did say that the person at the centre of the case was a double victim, my victim and a victim of the press. At the awards ceremony, Polanski paid tribute to everyone who had supported him during his arrest in Switzerland.
I would particularly like to say my thanks to the prison staff who were trying to make my stay there as bearable as possible, who showed me tremendous amount of heart, including the head of the prison of Zurich Canton. I'm serious, this is not a joke. I'm far from it. They really made this man's possible to live. And, well, sorry, I'm too touched by all this situation to tell you more. I love coming to Switzerland. I've been coming here for years and years, and I'm happy to be here. Thank you.